Now, as I said a little bit earlier, in today's conference call, we're going to mute everybody until the end of the call, except those who are going to speak on the call. And then we will field questions from all of you about anything that has to do with tonight's program. If it doesn't, then we invite you to come to Coffee Tea with me either Friday or Saturday in the morning and interact with not only me, but many others who have now joined us for this Friday and Saturday morning open conference calls. If you check More Communication is Better, you'll see that yesterday's conference call not only had a nice attendance, but it promoted itself by a few of the people who were there making positive comments about the experience. So, when we get done at the end, I will give you a code to punch into the phone if you wish to ask a question. And it will put a hand up next to your name, and I will know to unmute you. So, with that being said, let me say that welcome to everyone again. And after years of discussions, deliberation, and then experimentation, in an ever ongoing effort to make our protocol better, for sure a little bit quicker, and hopefully with a lot less pain, we have decided to bring forth a new way to utilize the product MMS. We first discussed this many years ago, John and I, before the introduction of the extension protocol. And at that time, it was MMS that we first talked about pulsing and decided with the extension protocol less than 3 months away, we were going to give that some time and see how that affected everyone before we added anything else. Well, the extension protocol has been here for a little over, 3 years now. And what we've seen with that is that more people got well in the last 3 years than in the first 5 years, and people got well quicker and with less physical pain. So, everybody's in a hurry, but unfortunately with a toxic disease, time is something one must learn to be patient about. About a year and a half ago, a lovely lady named Leah was searching for something to do to take her mind off of her troubles. So I asked her if she would volunteer to be lovely Leah and create a post every month about the full moon. Well, she did. And for the first time, we stopped telling people on the QT about using MMS twice a day, we started publishing it for everyone to see. After almost two years now of watching this scenario, we have gotten tremendous responses from those who have utilized it during the full moon, and a couple of people who we asked to do it on a regular basis. With that being said, I am happy to announce that we are going to ask you to take less with the hopes that it's going to do more. Now, to explain the technical part of all of this, let me bring in the guiding light to my sanity, Mr. John B. All I have to do is to remember to unmute you, sir.
Thank you, buddy. How are you?
Okay. I hope that was a tasty steak.
Yeah, it was. Well, I certainly don't claim to be an expert on MMS. Never have. But oh goodness, I apologize. My dogs don't understand about background noise. oh, goodness. All right, maybe that'll work. I had a little talk with him. At any rate, I don't claim to be an expert on MMS or anything else for that matter, but it has been very interesting from the start. You know, when I first met Mel and started working with him, he was so ill, and he had been through trying all the crazy stuff and, you know, been through taking all kinds of trying basically everything under the sun. And so I started working with him with our protocol to try to restore integrity to his organ systems. And, you know, I mean, you guys know the drill by now, restoring the bioterrain. That's the whole purpose of the Bergsteiner Wellness Protocol. And so Mel had a doctor he was working with, you know, Dr. Shannon, and she was her job was to protect him and make sure that he didn't harm himself. And he was using MMS, and I didn't know a lot about MMS at the time. But now, having watched him use it and lots of other people use it over all these years, I'm absolutely convinced that it is a very powerful and legitimate natural medicine when used correctly. My company doesn't sell it and never will because of the potential for people to misuse it. You know, especially when you're dealing with people who are desperate to be to find relief, you know, it's just not something that I ever wanted to expose my company to, where people might think if a little bit is good, a lot is better. So we never have sold it, but you know, Mel has people who have provided it for those who need it, and I have to say I have to concur with Mel that it does appear to be an integral part of his protocol that is proven to be so effective. And the role, of course, is to lower the burden of infection throughout the body. And there are physicians using our Bergsteiner Wellness Protocol underlying Lyme protocols, using it in conjunction with high-powered pharmaceuticals and getting similar results, but you know, in a different way. So, anyway, you know, from the start, we saw people start slow, build up to a level of using the MMS to where basically it began to get where it was going to overwhelm the detox systems, and then back off of that to what Mel called a maintenance dose. And do that once a day, giving the body an opportunity to recover, you know, overnight and come back the next day. So he's pulsed it from the beginning, but we have over the years become more and more fascinated with pulsing in general. And so he started experimenting with it around the full moon cycles, as he said, giving it twice a day, getting people to take it twice a day. And lo and behold, concentrations or lower doses taken twice a day appear to be more effective than higher dose taken once a day. And so I pointed out to Mel, you know, that there's a doctor who is responsible for the discovery of a certain type of lymphoma called Burkitt's lymphoma. And Sir Richard Burkitt was a doctor from England who discovered this lymphoma in children in Africa. And during the time he, you know, was trying to treat it with chemotherapy, of course, doctors from all over the world and the Western world were also developing treatment protocols for it, because it wasn't limited to just children in Africa. It was limited to, it was spread all around the world. And lo and behold, what he found was he was getting as good, if not better, results than the Western medicine was in dealing with Burkitt's lymphoma out in the woods, you know, in Africa. So he'd have children come in from the bush, and he would give them treatments, low-dose treatments of chemotherapy, because they're, you know, they're not in a hospital. They're not in a place where you can rescue them if their detox systems get overwhelmed, because, in fact, they would come in, take treatments, and then disappear into the bush for days on end until they came back again. So he couldn't, there was no option for him to use high dose like they were doing in the West. And he was getting fantastic results with the low dose. So this, you know, this whole idea that you have to use a sledgehammer when a hammer will do is a very typical modern approach to medicine. In some ways barbaric, especially when you look at chemo. But there's a fine line between making the system toxic enough to kill bacteria and cells that are harmful to the body and not harm healthy cells. But that is exactly what Dr. Burkitt did with his treatment protocols, and that's exactly what Mel has done with his treatment protocol, and other doctors are doing with success in using the Mel's protocol, for example, with the MMS and the silver being the offensive weapons to lower infection load, and the underlying all of that being the comprehensive nutritional support to restore integrity to the immune system, control inflammation, restore digestive efficiency so we can drive cellular energy production. All of that is critically important to long-term success for any kind of treatment protocol, for any kind of chronic illness. Those are, in fact, the things that are necessary for the body to thrive. So I'm excited to see the change that Mel is making in the protocol. I do anticipate, like we have already seen, that people will get better quicker and with less disruption to their lifestyle and their quality of life because they'll be less toxic. So with any nutrient we take or any medication we take, there is a therapeutic dose beyond which you don't derive any more benefit from it if you just are spending more money in putting a greater burden, taxing your detox systems to handle it. And that's really the goal that I'm, and why I'm excited about this change for Mel's protocol is that we are, I think we're getting closer to the true therapeutic potential instead of overshooting or undershooting it. So that's pretty much how I see this and why I'm so excited that Mel has made this decision to do this.
Well, thank you very much, John. I've said it over the years many times that I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you, and I'm certainly very appreciative of the guidance that you've given me and all the others over the years, and yet not been sick a day yourself. With that being said, I think it's time to let younger brother chime in, because, you know, he's always got something to say. So without further ado, Peter, who is not my blood brother, but spiritually is my younger brother, take it away.
Yeah, hi, Mel. Thanks. Thanks for giving me the opportunity to say a couple things. Welcome, everybody. It's an honor to be here. Let's see. You know, I think I should be known, John. I think I should be known as Peter Pulitzer from now on. Peter Pulitz. I think that's a good nickname for me because, like you, I'm a firm believer in and have experienced real big gains from pulsing both your immune pulse and other herbs that I was using after I hit my 18-month baseline. But what I want to say real quickly is, Mel, I don't know how many people know this, but I'm the last of the new wave of warriors that remains here. And when I started the protocol, it was all the way back when you, with the initial protocol that you used, And as a matter of fact, the first conference call that I attended was when the one that you put together where the protocol first evolved, and John introduced was a guest that night and introduced the extension kit, and with the intent to once again reduce the amount of difficulty in the protocol following it, and because it took the place of some other things, and then added in, you know, a proteolytic enzyme, which is a good fiber buster, and some other things. So, you know, we moved to that point, and I was at that point I was impressed with the nature of how you were open to growing the protocol, but always mindful of do no harm. The amount of time that went into making sure that it was the right course of action and the steps that you took in that regard, I was impressed. And it's another reason why I remain here some 4 years later. But so once again, I just want to, you know, bring to light the fact that you always follow that mantra of do no harm, but yet you're open, you know, given time and the right amount of information coming to you, and with John's tutelage and guidance and knowledge about physiology and, you know, how to bring them this whole protocol to bear on reducing the McGregor's co-infections. It really is something that I think people should be mindful of, that you follow the guiding principle to do no harm. Your methodology is sound, and you're willing to continue to grow and evolve the protocol. So as always, I've always considered you, because of your experience, the person to yield to in terms of understanding MMS and following the procedures in line. However, I have switched to the new twice a day. I've been an advocate of it, you know, in my own thoughts in some ways, and so this was a wonderful opportunity. And, you know, at this point, I'm not really – it's not necessary for me, the state of remission I'm in, to have the MMS regularly, but it sure does make it easier. Because when you get to the higher doses, it's like a big shock in the body, you know, the tasting it, and the whole thing becomes very unpleasant. So in that regard, for me, you know, I take MMS when I feel that my body or my immune system is being challenged. Thanks to the grace of this protocol and your guidance, I'm well, so I'm in remission. So anyway, I just wanted to let everybody know that, you know, it's evolving. It's going to continue to evolve. The science remains sound, and hey, it just keeps getting better. So I hope everybody understands the significance of all of the parts of the protocol. It's a comprehensive program, folks. So, you know, you can't hit and miss it. And you've got, as Mel said, you've got to accept the notion that it's going to take time. And you've got to be diligent and disciplined in understanding that it's a comprehensive program where all the parts serve a role and they all work together to bring about remission. And that's the key, and I hope you don't miss that. So thanks for giving me a second to share my thoughts. I love you, brother. And congratulations. Sounds like you hit a home run.
Thank you, Peter. Thank you very much. I guess that I'm very happy with the way our relationship has evolved too, young man. I saw us have struggles at times and disagreements, and now I see us trying to make the other one see the other one's rationale instead.
Amen. Amen.
So, I'm going to leave you and John unmuted, and I'm going to go around and unmute everybody and call out the first three numbers of your phone number. And if you want to say hello and just give your first name, great. If you want to ask a question, well, Peter, John, and I are unmuted. So we're going to start with 570. Would you like to ask any questions or say anything? 570.
Nothing that major, only that the temperature of the water when making the MMS, I think you once said you take a cold, and I try to do it room temperature. Is there a specific, is it better one way or the other? And also you said 4 to 6 ounces. Is it better the less or the more, the 4 or the 6?
Well, okay, let's get clarity. I always believed in cold water.
Cold.
Okay, because cold water have displaced the taste and the smell.
Okay.
Lukewarm water will only bring about the things that we find distasteful about it. Cold water is better. And once you get above 2 or 3 drops, you should be drinking about 6 to 8 ounces of water.
Okay. Is it dehydrating to some people? Because I also find that feeling a little dehydrated in certain ways.
Is it dehydrating?
Yes, to take the MMS.
I've never heard that before. John, do you have anything to say on that?
Well, I don't think that MMS in and of itself is necessarily dehydrating, but the process of what it does in the body in lowering infection load, you know, may increase your toxicity level, which would definitely put a premium on hydrating and, you know, pushing through, supporting your detox systems. So drinking lots of fluids is certainly one of the ways we do that. And then moving the body, moving the lymphatic system is another way that we do that.
Okay,
I'd like to add to that over the time, Peter convinced me that I should drink 1 gallon of water a day.
Okay.
Now, that's not easy for me because there are many other things that I like better than water. But I think that the benefits from doing it, especially when you're going through this, are enormous. Pete?
Yes, John made me mindful early on of the importance of hydrating. And, you know, as the doses were getting higher, I found that adding more water seemed to help a little bit. I never really considered dehydration issues, so I really can't comment on that. I don't have any experience personally with having dehydrated. Of course, I always took it and went to bed, like you taught me now. So that's different now. I'll be mindful of that and see if I can't bring something to bear in a post in the future. If I can find some sort of correlation, I'll let you guys know.
Okay. Anything else from 570?
One little thing else. I know I was drinking in the earlier.
Speak up a little.
One little thing was I used to drink the lemon water, and when taking this, now that should be eliminated because you don't want to interfere with the lemon, the vitamin C. Is that?
Okay. Well, you got to space them out a couple hours. That's why we put the MMS at 10:30 because you're taking other things at that time that are what I call what kill the disease. But you notice that they're a minimum of 2 hours away from anything that has new positive both at 8:30 and at 12:30. Now, even if you can't keep the exact same times, I just want you to keep the 2 hours spacing.
Okay. So if I have...
All righty.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome very much.
Okay.
All right. Next is 337. 337, is there anything you'd like to say?
Not at this time.
Okay. Well, know that you're welcome here.
Thank you.
God bless you, sweetie.
917, there's no way you don't have questions. Come on, Lynn.
Oh, me. Yeah, I was just thinking about, you know, sometimes between 8:30 and 10:30, all of a sudden you kind of want a snack. And then or you're eating your 8:30 vitamins, you know, the cortisol, and you're having a salad, but let's say spinach or mixed greens or kale, they have antioxidants in it. So would that affect the MMS from food?
Well, not if it's 2 hours later. But, you know, when it's time to have your MMS, you ought to have one of those Happy Muffins from Ruth.
Right, but when I was thinking about, if it's 2 hours, let's say I'm eating...
2 hours is the time frame we want you to space anything like that from the MMS.
So if I finish eating my breakfast, let's say I have spinach for breakfast, and I finish at 8:45.
So then wait till 10:45.
Oh, so I don't go by when I swallow those pills. I go by when I finish eating anything antioxidant.
Right, and if you're having an antioxidant breakfast with your antioxidant pills, then when you're done, just give it 2 hours and you'll be fine.
All right.
Okay. Hey, Lena?
Yes.
Lena, can you hear me, sweetie?
I can.
Okay, good. Thank you. Just keep in mind that the MMS is an oxidative therapy. It's actually creating free radicals, and taking antioxidants, whether supplements or food, too close to that just inactivates and makes it less effective. Because MMS is already a short-lived, it doesn't stay active inside the body for long because there are so many antioxidant molecules in the body to begin with, like glutathione, things like that. And so we just want to give it an opportunity to do its thing before we knock it out.
Okay. So now I'm thinking I should finish my breakfast by 8:30, then take the pills, and then 1:30 take the pills, then eat. So that way we'll be safe away from the 10:30.
Sure, it's always, the first mantra is first do no harm. So people have to be at peace with the decisions they make. If you space things out a little bit longer, you can never go wrong.
Okay. Yeah.
Anything else, young lady?
No, I just don't want to take away any effect from MMS. I really want these buggies gone. You know, when I take my MMS, I want to know I am having the full effect. So, yeah, so this is good. Thank you very much. I have no more questions.
Okay, well, thank you once again for the singing thank you note. Again, I laughed and I'm still laughing, and I'll probably play it on days when I feel sad. Thank you very much, Lynn.
You're welcome.
Okay, area code 281. Give us your first name and any questions or anything you'd like to say. Area code 281.
Oh, sorry. I didn't hear me. This is Nan.
Oh.
How are you guys doing?
Hi, Nan.
Hi, Nan.
Hey there, guys. Thanks for the MMS note, because usually I have a couple nuts in the morning, so now I won't have those. I did want to mention that Peter and I talked at the New Year time, and he reminded me to, I don't skip, but I do walk a lot and a little light weightlifting, and that seems to help a lot. So just wanted to throw that out to everyone when they're feeling a little better.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's that lymphatic component, and obviously lifting low light weights is really good for strengthening the bones too.
Yeah, I haven't got the nerve to skip yet, but
no.
Hey,
maybe
Nan, Peter, I just want to say hey to you. Nice to hear from you.
Sorry.
Don't be sorry, Nan. I want to add
that. Well, I keep pressing my buttons on my phone.
Okay, well.
So,
walking in the sun, even if it's not really hot, as long as the sun is coming down on your head and face, is very, very good for you. You're getting natural vitamin D and vitamin K, and it's just going to help in the healing process. Is there anything else you'd like to ask or say, Nan?
No, but I do that every day. When the sun is shining, I go for my walk. So it's been great.
I understand.
So, thanks.
I'm a firm believer in that for a very long time. Getting out in the sun is good. If you don't feel well don't walk, just take a folding chair, face the sun, and spend some time being peaceful.
Yeah, I agree with that. That does help. It's really nice to do a couple prayers and meditation, too, in the sun. It's real nice. I did want to ask you about immune pulse, or is that what it's called?
Yes.
I had been taking it last year, but then I stopped because the holiday got kind of crazy and I wasn't managing it right. So I've forgotten, my protocol page that had my notes on it kind of shriveled up. So when is
we have the man here who created the immune pulse.
Yeah. When is a good time to take it during the day?
John? Come in, John.
Oh, sorry. I had to mute my phone again because the dog barked. But,
well, that's because they want to jump in the jacuzzi with you.
You think?
You think?
man, it is. It really depends on your schedule because, I mean, there is no one right way to do this. Mel has a schedule there because it's an organized and balanced approach in a way that people can follow if they wish. But there definitely are people whose circadian rhythms flow differently. So you want to keep it separate from the MMS because it does have a lot of antioxidants in it. But it also has a lot of offensive tools that we can use that go deep and, you know, do a good job of arresting pathogens that are hidden. So when Peter first started it, he was symptom-free, and when he first started it, he had to take a few steps back before he went forward, but that's exactly what we hoped to see. We were trying to go deeper and help people get beyond, you know, just merely having your life back again.
Right. So is it okay to take it maybe at 12:30, the 12:30 batch?
Sure.
The lunch time? Okay.
Should I take the
two capsules at lunch, or should I take one at lunch and one at dinner?
I would say it'd be more effective if you separate the two.
Okay. It's just easier for me if I incorporated into Mel's protocol, just one less thing to forget. So
yes,
okay,
exactly. That's why Mel did his protocol that way. Because frankly, a lot of times when people arrive here, they're a basket case and they have brain fog and it's just really difficult for them to follow anything unless it's just really explicit and laid out there, simple and. That's why it's been so helpful.
Yeah, now I've taken a step back a little bit. I kind of knew I was after the holiday. Several things came up. If I'm overdoing it, if I get a lot of brain fog and fatigue. So if that I feel overloaded, should I stop taking the immune pulse or
try to go through your diet?
Pardon me?
It's something in your diet.
Yeah, I think it was beets. I took them out and
I promise you that over the 8 years that the brain fog has so much to do with diet, it's incredible.
Yeah, I pretty much drink a green smoothie every day for breakfast and then a salad at lunch and chicken. And usually I'm posting my recipes. But I did two beets in the salad, and that seemed to cause me problems. So I think I found the culprit. I just making the diet smaller, smaller, smaller until I was just eating like one or two things just to pick it out. And then once I got rid of the beets, I seemed to feel better. But I was worried that – pardon me?
Use the recipe section.
Oh, yeah, I'm writing in the recipe section. Yeah.
I know, but if you're only eating one, two different things.
Oh, no, I had to find out what the brain fog was. I'm back to eating.
She was just doing like an elimination diet approach to figure out what it was that was causing the problems. That was really
the Sherlock Holmes technique. I know that.
Right. And it was strange because who would guess beets, right? I mean, that seems healthy, but it doesn't agree with me. But I was worried that if the immune pulse works, should I expect maybe fatigue might come back if that's one of
my... Why don't you do this, okay? Why don't you stabilize once again and then we'll consider when we bring in the immune pulse instead of putting the kaboom on it to try to get back to where you were. Want it slow and steady. Slow and steady.
Right.
Mel,
all right.
Mel, can I make a quick comment for Nan, Mel?
Certainly.
Yeah, thank you. Nan, I just want to share my experience that might be helpful. I always took it at lunch and at dinner, like you suggested. It made me mindful of the fact that I still had some deeper work to do, and that was what was probably causing the inflammation cycles in my forearm, because I'm free from symptoms everywhere else, and energy and digestion and none of those things are a problem. So what I came to understand and what I want to share with you is if you're not – is to be aggressive to where you generate a Herxheimer reaction, which oftentimes will demonstrate symptoms that our disease actually illustrates. So to look at that as a good thing, but to try and not be so aggressive that you get more that becomes more difficult on the body. And one of the things that I want to share with you and others is that something I call air hunger. Your Herxheimer is reaction. You want to keep it at a very low level because that means you're killing the infection and reducing the infection. So I came to understand that as the optimum. But if you get too much and you have shortness of breath, what I call air hunger, pains in the lower back, maybe vertigo, those are indicators that you need to slow down. So if you experience any of those things, I would take a break from it. But you can expect those things and try to manage them and keep them at a low level through hydrating while you're taking your immune pulse cycle. And I think that's why we pulse it in and out, because it has such powerful properties, the way the ingredients are blended in terms of deeper cleaning of these kinds of infections that we're dealing with. So, you want those low-level reactions, like a little bit of fatigue, maybe a little achy, but, if it gets to the point of air hunger, definitely slow down on it. I just wanted to make you mindful of that.
Okay. So a little is not too bad, but if it gets too bad, then back off. And basically,
absolutely.
I know that if you can't get through the day, you know you're gone too far. So,
sure.
Yeah, if you're having problems getting through the day, you definitely have gone too far. But again, I'm going to suggest that you get stabilized to the point that you were at, and then discuss directly with John getting back on immune pulse. Because we don't want to tax your system too much and create any harm.
Okay.
Anything else, Nan?
Yeah. No, it's been very helpful. Thanks.
Oh, you're welcome and
God. Thank you, Nan.
All right. I believe I'm unmuting Mountain Margot, author of Mold is a Toxic Killer. Is that you?
That's me.
Do you have any questions about tonight?
Not right at the moment. Oh, I think I missed something about nuts. You're not supposed to eat nuts within the time period of taking the MMS. Is that correct?
Well, I believe that was the conclusion that someone earlier came to.
Okay. And I
John, any thoughts on that?
I assume nut butter falls in the same category.
John,
well,
do you have any thoughts on nuts and MMS?
Nuts are high energy. They have protein, which can be converted into antioxidants like glutathione. It's probably not a bad idea to stay away from them when you're taking the MMS.
So a couple of hours.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay.
And they have antioxidant molecules in them as well.
Okay.
Anything else you'd like to say or ask?
I pulsed MMS today. I took some earlier, about an hour and a half before I had my lunch. And when I took like half my dose and I laid down and I felt the rush, and I normally don't really feel it, but I think because I was concentrating on it, I felt it all gassing, and it was all in my head pretty much. And that's where I'm purging a lot too. So I could feel it working.
Okay.
Good.
Anything else you'd like to say?
I think that's it.
All right. Well, you know you're very welcome here, and thank you for your contributions in the forum and your contributions at the Coffee, Tea, and Me conference calls. We hope to see you there again next weekend.
Yeah, I plan on it. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Margo.
Next is area code 310. 310. Would you like to say something or ask any questions? Kathy, is that you?
Yes.
No? Yes?
Kelly? Did you say 310, Mel?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Well, I am 310.
Yes. Aha. Alodia.
Yeah, Mel. How are you guys doing? Hello, everyone.
Doing
Hi,
Alodia. Fine, Alodia. Would you like to say something or ask any questions?
Yes, I would like to thank everyone for the information. It's very helpful. And the questions, it answers some of my questions already. But I have one more question for anyone. I'd like to know if I want to spray MMS on my skin or want to take a bath with MMS, can I warm up the water? Will that make a difference? Well, that's one question.
Well,
and then
I bathe MMS and still do in warm water.
Right.
And when I make the spray bottles, I also use warm water.
Okay.
When I don't bathe in boiling hot water, just warm.
No, warm, yeah. Okay. Well, the other question is, I use alkaline water, 9.5 water. Will that negate the effect of the MMS? Or should I?
No, I don't really know. I never had the finances to do anything that fancy. John, what do you say?
I would not think it would affect it because MMS is actually slightly alkalizing. What do you think, Peter?
You know, I'm really not equipped to answer that because I don't really have any idea one way or the other as to whether or not that's an alkalinity issue. I don't think it is, but I can't be certain. I mean, I don't really know.
I'll tell you this much, Alodia.
Okay, Mel.
You don't need 9.5 water to get better.
Say that again?
You don't need 9.5 water to get better.
Elodia, tell everybody how good you're doing, Elodia. Tell everyone how far you've come and how well you're doing. You are indeed a warrior.
Let me just say one thing. It's not like I went out and bought it. I had that Kangen water for a long time. I had that machine for years. So it's just that's just my only water that I have at home unless I purchase the distilled water. And that's
good.
Yeah,
no, that's good.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. And, thank you.
I said, Elodia, that's really good that you have a machine. But unfortunately, both Peter and I have no experience in that way. And John says that it's okay. But I don't want people who can't afford it to think that they need to go out and get it in order to get well, dear.
I get it. And I also, I don't have to go out of my way and get distilled water or regular water because the only water I have at home is Kangen. Yeah, it's 9.5 water. Okay.
Yeah.
So that
and it's already cleansed, I think, with a reverse osmosis as well, right?
Yes.
You know, one thing just does come to mind. When Mel made his MMS, he was mixing the MMS with the acid. So actually, if you're using water that's a higher pH, it might require that you use a little more acid. I don't know. What do you think, Peter?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And as to the individual that asked earlier about vitamins, about lemonade in it, I have the same concerns about the vitamin C aspect of using any type of a citrus juice. I know there are protocols that use that. One even uses vinegar, but I wouldn't use that. And then as far as the alkalinity, Elodie and I have had discussions about that. You know, she knows pretty well her own situation in terms of what's going on with her. So you know, Elodia, you're going to have to you have to pray on that one, and you know, just see what kind of results you get, maybe by bringing the alkalinity a little bit down. But I certainly wouldn't worry about it or give it much thought. I think that's a good water you're drinking, and alkalinity is good, so that's what I think.
Okay, but as far as mixing the MMS with that, with the alkaline water 9.5, I just want to be clear, because if I'm, you know, if I'm not using it properly, then I would have to go and buy distilled water or just...
I think you should move to distilled water and see if you feel a difference. Move to distilled water for a week. I use distilled water because of considerations like that. So that's a very, very good question and a very good consideration. I would suggest you move to distilled water and see how that works.
Yeah.
Well, actually, Peter, I think she's got a very high-quality water system. So for her to go buy distilled water doesn't really make a lot of sense. But in what my concern was about the, you know, the impact of putting it in mixing it in with a higher alkalinity water might alter the chemical reaction. So, but now that I thought about it, you're mixing drops and drops of MMS and the acid, and you're letting it activate, and then you're taking the activated end product and mixing it with the water. And once it's activated, right?
Okay.
Yep.
Is that right, Peter?
Once it's activated, it's activated.
That's correct.
When it turns around, it's ready.
Okay.
So just don't use a lot, you know, don't use a lot of water in the process of activating. Get it all where you want it to be, and then add it to as much water as you're going to drink it.
Okay. And what about for, like, spraying on the skin? Would that still apply the same concept?
You know what? Let me just say this, Elodia. Do you have a regular faucet?
Yes.
Okay. If you have an 8-ounce or a 16-ounce spray bottle, and you put the MMS and the citric acid in the glass first,
right,
you can go ahead and use the tap water, honey, because once it gets mixed in with this stuff, it's dead. Everything in it was dead, and it's going to just open up your skin. I do it to this day because I'm vain about keeping a young look, and my skin does not look my age. Don't laugh at me.
How old are you?
No, I ain't telling you nothing.
Just kidding.
70 years old, young lady. 70 years old and strong.
Oh, so Lodi
is young. Quick question for you. When you mix it, is it turning an amber or a dark brown or a light golden yellow? What color is it turning when you're mixing with the water?
It's amber color, almost a little bit light brown. Well, it's the same. Amber color, light brown.
Well, Mel, doesn't that sound to you like it's actualizing real good? That sounds to me like it's actualizing.
Yeah, that's what you want. You know, me, I always let it stay longer because, you know, just the way I think. But once you get color in the glass, once they're mixed for even a few seconds, you just want a little, you want the color, you know it's working. Elodia, we love you here, girl. We're so happy you're getting well. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
I want to say thank you, Lord. I missed the prayer meeting, but I want to thank God and thank you all for advice and guidance, support. I am getting better, but I'm still purging sometimes, not all the time, not all day long. Mostly in the evening at night, like after 8 o'clock, it just hits me. But I can see a lot of progress. It's been a year and a half, so, you know, it's been a very long time, but I'm excited because it's getting less and less purging.
Okay, I'd like to ask you to do me a favor this coming week. I put up a post, sleep versus cleaning.
Okay, yeah.
I want you to read it.
Actually,
I want you to read it. It's only a 2-people post. But
I
think that for you, a little more rest is going to be tremendously beneficial.
You know, you're so right, Mel, and I have been sleeping more, so that throws off my protocol. I can't wake up on time to take it at 8 o'clock and so, or 7:30, and so I start like an hour later, but You know,
it doesn't matter when you started, as long as you keep the spacing. We talked about that. Just keep the spacing.
Yeah. Got it. Okay? That's
not everybody can work on my time schedule.
Right, right. Okay, thank you. I appreciate that.
Hey, Mel. Hey, Mel,
yes?
This young lady has come so far that she's even following what God tells us to do in the midst of suffering, help others. She's reaching out and being of service to other newbies, quietly behind the scenes, not asking for any credit. I can tell you that I've walked with her this last year. She's got a warrior's heart. She makes the mistakes that we all made, but she is doing so incredibly well. I'm so proud of you, Elodia. And she makes a statement for anyone listening that it does take time, does it not, Elodia? But with time it comes. It changes.
It does take time, and I realize that I learned from my mistakes. The other day I learned try have these grains, and I tried grains, a bread that had several type of grains in it, and I had a horrible reaction throughout the day for 4 days. So I stopped eating that type of bread, variety of grains, and also goat's milk, which I probably can't have that yet. So I stopped, and the symptoms subsided quite a bit. So I learned my lesson.
We all go through that, Elodia, all of us. That's why we have in the FAQs the 5 reasons that you can't or don't achieve desired results. Well, they're there, Elodia, because, you see, I made those 5 mistakes. And I figure everybody who gets through this makes some of those mistakes.
Yeah.
Each time you make one, it just puts you back a while. But you don't make the same one twice, because going backwards is no fun.
You're allowed to make mistakes. You're just not allowed to repeat them.
Exactly. Believe me, I suffered for 4 consecutive days, like perching all day long and crawling and all the stuff that it was behind already. And I was like, no, this is not fun. So I definitely learned what is it that my body's ready to ingest and what isn't. So I'm good. I'm back to my good diet. Thank God.
Well, thanks again, and God bless you, honey. We're looking forward to the day when you say, I can do the happy dance because I'm all better.
Yay. I'll join you guys.
Amen.
Happy
dance. Amen. Amen.
All right. Now we're coming up on area code 201. 201. Welcome. Would you like to give us your first name?
Yeah. Hi, Mel. It's Patty in New Jersey.
Hey, Patty. Welcome.
Hi.
I can't remember all the numbers today because there's so many people here.
I know. I heard all the bells. Thanks, everyone, for being here and everyone who's spoken the questions. Okay, I have a number of some smaller questions and maybe some larger. Number one, I read your forum that announced this meeting. And if I read it correctly, if I remember correctly, you said we're going to divide the dose into 2 different doses, ranging anywhere from 3 to 7 drops. Is that correct per dosing, depending on the
correct
individual?
Correct. Depending on where someone is where we're going to take them. In other words, how many drops are you at?
Well, I was splitting them up. In the daytime, I tend to be able to do 5. At nighttime, I've been able to do 7. If I'm around food, sometimes I can do a little more. But I've found that if I do more than 5, especially on an empty stomach, I'm not so good. So I do take a little crack or whatever. But the nighttime dose, I can do 7, and I don't seem to have any effect because I'm going to sleep.
Well, then that's probably where you're going to have to stay. But I've always talked individually to people about having a little snack before if they have sensitive stomachs. In other words, everybody's body is different. There are some people that can't even tolerate 1.5 drops because their body is different. So you have what we would call a little bit more of a sensitive system, so we want to treat it gently. The idea is not to hurt you. You people are not a hockey player who still works on a Bowflex. You know, I was the experiment, and the experiment has evolved because I surrounded myself with wonderful, intelligent people. And now we think there's a much better way that's going to be more gentle on people and equally, if not more, effective. So you're the perfect example. So you stay
okay.
where you are. But
I might. Okay. My
but,
question. Okay, I do have a question for you about where people
go
were
ahead.
Before. Well, what was the average number of drops people were at before? You know, because, and what was the old rule? It was like you went until.
Hey, I got, let's go back to where I got sick, okay? I got sick at 16 drops.
Okay.
I had uncontrollable diarrhea, nausea, and man, I was sick. I was cursing my own name. So in the beginning, in the first year or two, and again, knowing everybody's body is different, there was no rules of thumb. There was only other people experimenting so we could gather data. We had some people who were overweight when they got here lose 100 pounds in the first 18 months, and they were doing unbelievable amount of drops that I could never have been able to handle. But we came to the understanding that there is a point of no return, okay? And then we became more open to learn more, and we found out that, guess what? Less is better.
Okay.
So even though it's against the rule of thumb for those who believe that more is better, and I think probably at one point in time I was one of those people. But, you know, we keep learning, we keep changing, we keep trying to make it easier for others, because, you see, I'm through it. So I'm good. So now
yeah.
it's not about me, and it really was never about me once we started this website. Because me is here and alive and well, and that's the deal. I'm here to help you as best as I can because he kept me here to help. So if you're doing 5 and 7, there you are.
So
don't forget to have a little splash before you take the, you know, and just make sure that it's not going to affect what you're doing.
So, okay, so in other words, an uneven number, you know, in other words, the same number of drops doesn't have to be taken. I can maybe do.
No, not if you can't tolerate it. What do we why do we want to torture you? I don't want to torture you.
And then the other thing, originally a few weeks ago when I asked you about when can I start the MMS baths, you said when I was at 10 drops and I was at 5. Anyway.
Okay, how long are you on the protocol now?
February 11th, so a month and a half. Yeah.
A month and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's just give it another month and a half or so, okay? Because, again, you know, my fear about MMS baths in the very beginning. In the very beginning, if the protocol is working, the purging is probably the worst. Now, I've always had this fear that someone would drown in the bathtub when the worm came out of their leg like did out of my leg. I didn't faint at that point in time, but I wasn't feeling all that well. And I decided we better let people purge a little first before we dump them in the tub and something come out of them that makes them faint and drown. Then I get sued, the website gets closed, and nobody gets helped.
Well, let me just tell you what's going on for me, and it could be unrelated to MMS and the protocol and the logos.
Okay.
I had a doctor who, I'm going to look up that sleep versus cleaning forum, the thread that you mentioned, because that's a good point. You know, we have to clean, but we also need sleep, and it can get a little obsessive at night sometimes. And the more you touch your skin, the more you can exacerbate and get itchy. That's what I find for me. So at one point, I just put my hands up in the air and said, God, I need to get to sleep. But I want to say, what was I going to say now about the baths? My rash has been spreading. So my doctor put me on a Neurontin. It's actually for pain normally, but basically it lessens the nerve, you know, impulses and stuff. Because he'd like to calm me, you know, yes, I have to clean, but not to be so anxious. Well, I believe.
And let me stop you.
Yeah.
Okay, because really we want to stay focused on what we're doing here today. And that's why we're doing Coffee, Tea, and Me. But we're going to ask John what he knows about what the name that you mentioned. John, do you have any thoughts on that product?
Well, we actually already spoke to her about that, and we arrived at the conclusion that we weren't sure whether the Neurontin had anything to do with the changes in symptoms that she had, because you mean there's just so many variables when you're juggling as many nutrients and different types of therapies that she's doing. It's hard to pinpoint the effect of any single one.
Yeah. Well, my rash has been spreading. So let me get back to MMS. My rash has been spreading. So middle of January, I started low-dose protocol. About 1.5, 2 weeks into February, I started MMS. Middle of January, third week of January, I started this other drug, Neurontin, you know, that may have had a side effect. But here's the deal. My rash spread, yes. So I also found out that this drug can cause that. Has anybody else had their rash spread on MMS? That's what I want to know. New nodules forming. I call them hubs.
Okay, well, let me just tell you this, okay? My best guess on what's going on is that the protocol is working and you're having a trouble comfortable with the purging. Peter, what do you think?
I concur, Counselor. Patty, hi, how you doing? Good
hi.
Consideration. Good questions. Nice to hear from you. Sweetheart, let me be honest with you. You are early on in, dealing with, giving your body the nutrient support that it so desperately needs because of how these infections compromise homeostasis in the body. So, I look to what you're experiencing as normal reactions of our disease early on, something that we have to learn to accept, but we can look at them in a positive way because in many ways symptoms are a form of a Herxheimer or healing reaction. So, I would capture it as, hey, you're moving forward. I would get familiar with them in terms of when they cycle during the day. I would affirm for you that MMS is not going to bring those symptoms out. That's the natural course of the disease. It is going to reduce infectious load, though, and you must be patient in how you increase it. You must listen to your body in terms of how it's reacting to it. You must continue to give yourself the nutrient support that the wellness, Bergsteiner Wellness Protocol concerns because of the glandulars and the other blendings in it that it has properties that are only going to be delivered to your internal systems through that blending. And then you have to be patient, sweetheart, and realize that you've got some challenges ahead, to be honest. You've got some challenges ahead. And the naturopath in me, the last thing I'll say is, there are so many things in prescription drugs that we don't have control over. So my rule is always, know who fixes your food and know who prepares your meds. And when you make food your meds, you don't have to worry about that. And when you take the logo supplements, knowing John and the history and everything of the company and all the vetting I've done, you don't have to worry about that either. So good questions, but you're early on, sweetheart. Settle in. You're in for an 18-round battle. Each round is a month.
Yeah. I've been off this drug for 5 days now or six, and it's actually gotten worse. It's excruciating pain, and it also affected my bowels. So I actually had to back off of MMS, and I had to back off. I talked to John. I had to back off the logos. I've reintroduced them slowly because, anything with lots of nutrients, when you got pure liquid coming out, wasn't very helpful. So I've been on the BRAT diet, banana, rice, apple, toast, which by God's grace, it did not exacerbate my symptoms, thank you, God, because normally, banana and lots of carbs.
Patty,
yeah.
You've got a lot of people behind you, honey. Come
okay.
to coffee with me on Friday and Saturday, and we can talk for hours.
Okay, what about the MMS?
I want to focus now on our conference call, and I need to move along to other people who are waiting.
Okay, the hydrochloric
acid. What did she say? Yeah, what was your question about the MMS? Peter can help me answer it quickly.
It's the citric acid versus hydrochloric acid. I hear the hydrochloric acid tastes better. I have citric acid right now.
Yeah, I have no experience with hydrochloric acid. I've always been a person that if something's working, I don't reinvent the wheel. So the protocol calls for citric acid. That's what I've used. I do know that the site sells it and it's supposed to work the same, but I can't help you because I don't have any direct experience in that way.
Thanks.
You bet. God bless you, kid.
Never going to be as effective.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Patty. You come to Coffee, Tea, and me, we can talk all morning.
Awesome. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you, Patty.
God bless you.
Area code 505.
Hi, how is everybody?
Okay, who's this?
This is Lee.
Lee?
Yeah.
Welcome.
Hi, Lee.
Hi. I just wanted to say I was really excited to hear about the pulsing. And the day that I read about that, I had that thought in my mind. It was during the last full moon cycle. And it just popped in for the first time. Like, I wonder if it works so well during the full moon. Why don't we try it? And then, you know, I didn't know it had already been being tested. It's so much easier taste-wise. Oh, my gosh. And what I tend to do is I have an assortment of essential oils. So when I take it, I always take a drop of oil, maybe lemon or rosemary or lavender or something. I put it under my nose, and that really helps me not taste it when I'm swallowing it.
Oh, that's a good idea.
But I have a couple questions about using MMS, and you touched on it earlier when you use it in a spray bottle to spray on your skin.
Right. I buy these little bottles. They're 8-ounce plastic bottles. They come in blue, green, yellow, and clear. And they're in the, I guess it's travel part of the drug section where they sell little, you know, little tube shampoo, a bottle, you know, 2 ounces of this, 3 ounce. So, but they have these 8-ounce bottles. So I've always put 10 or 12 drops in a glass and 10 or 12 drops of citric, and then warm water, and then poured it in the bottle. And to this day, you can hear it. I still spray my skin because I love the effect that MMS has on the skin.
Yeah, I've been wanting to do that. And how long would that last before you have to dump it out and start again?
Well, if you spray, you know, your arms and different parts of your body, the bottle's not going to last the whole day. I usually make a bottle every morning, and, you know, I probably spray a couple of times a day because I keep it where the office is and the computer.
Can you use it to spray, like, around the sink, too, that kind of concentration?
I used it for everything because I was so poor when I was sick.
Okay, how about your hair?
I'll spray it in my hair right now. And I never, ever complained of having hair problems. In fact, I got a nice pony.
Well, I'd like to have hair like yours.
Me too.
Get well, and you too. Ken, did you cut your hair, Lee? Is that what I'm hearing from this?
No, I didn't cut my hair. It's just it's changing color. It's getting a little weird and...
Hey, I used to be light brown and blonde, and now I'm white. You know, everything changes, girl. And you know the weird goes away when you get better. The weird
Amen.
Will go away when you get better.
Good.
Okay, well, you are very welcome here, and I invite you to come to Coffee, Tea, and Me on a Friday or Saturday morning. You check your time zone for the time, and you come visit and talk to other people who are... partaking on a weekly basis now. We have a nucleus, including people from Europe, every weekend now. So
is this Lee that does the full moon post? It brings it forward regularly? Is that who this is?
No, this is not Leah.
No, that's Leah.
Oh, okay. I just want to thank
you.
Right. In fact, this is probably the first time Lee's ever presented herself to us, isn't it?
That is, yes.
You know, I don't know who it is, so I know who it is, if you know what I mean.
I think Lee has one
I've
more
talked
question,
to you before, though. But not publicly.
No, that I know. That I do know. Because your first digits of your number, 577, are those of someone I'm very friendly with. I knew who this was. I just didn't remember your name. But I'm glad you came, and I hope that you got something out of this. And I really mean it. You come to Coffee, Tea, and Me. Two Saturdays ago, six girls talked about nothing but recipes for 2.5 hours. Made my job real easy. This past Saturday, we had people from 3 different continents. So come join us and meet some other people who are experiencing the same things that you are, and it sure helps take the fear away, and you sure don't feel as lonely.
Cool. Thank you so much.
Welcome. And again, welcome. We'll see you soon.
All right. Thank you.
Didn't you have one more question, Lee?
Well, it was just about, you know, when you use it as a to swish in your mouth, and I think you said unactivated. It's like 3 drops of unactivated in 3 ounces of water. Is
as a goggle?
Yeah.
Yeah, you could do 4 drops. It depends on your tolerance. But, yeah, your gums, when you swish it around, are going to activate it.
Okay, so I don't have to add the
And it's really wonderful for your gums to make them stronger. A lot of people have problems with their teeth during this experience, and I always recommend to them that they brush with MMS once or twice a week and that they goggle or rinse their gums and mouth with MMS other days when they're not brushing.
Yeah.
Now, how
brush,
do they brush with it?
Excuse me?
Yeah, how?
Clarify.
Okay, so I put like 7 drops in like an 8-ounce glass. And then I probably put 2 ounces of water. And I have an electric toothbrush, and I keep dipping it in and then putting it in a different part of my mouth. Okay, and when you see, you know how when you brush your teeth, the toothpaste comes out so you can't tell if you're taking anything off your teeth and gums? When you brush with MMS, what comes out when you spit out into the sink, you'll know you're cleaning your teeth.
Oh, wow.
Really? You'll
you don't use it. You don't combine it with toothpaste. You just use it plain?
No. I just put 7 drops in an 8-ounce glass, and then I put 2 or 3 ounces of water. I dip the toothbrush in, and when I can't brush anymore because I'm tired and I'm not out of water, I take the rest and swish and rinse.
Cool. Yeah.
It is cool, and it's going to really be beneficial for your teeth and gums. You'll see. Anything else, young lady?
No, that's it.
Okay, you're very welcome here. We'll hope to hear from you soon again.
Thank you.
All right. 408, area code 408. Is there anything you'd like to ask or say? Don't be shy. Area code 408, come in. Okay, 408 is not talking today. All right, here we go. Area code 510.
I don't have anything to say. This is T. I was just trying to hear about the changes.
Okay, how are you?
I'm doing good. How's everyone?
Good.
Is this Lady T?
Huh?
Is this Lady T?
Nah.
No, this is Bubba? Tia.
Oh, Tia. Okay.
No, not Tia.
Hey, Tia.
T. This is T. T-E-E.
T.
Hey, T. How are you?
Yeah. I'm good. How are you?
Good. So you didn't have any questions? You just was... saying hello?
Yeah, I said I didn't have anything to say. I was just trying to hear what was going on with the changes. But I don't have any questions or have anything to say today.
Okay, well, again, you're welcome to join us when this new Coffee, Tea, and Me conference calls on Friday or Saturday morning.
I certainly will.
Well, God bless you and thank you for coming today. All right. As they say, we're in the home stretch. Area code 314.
Hi, this is Stephanie. I don't have any comments at this time. This I'm new to the conference call, so this is my first time that I've actually called in, so I appreciate the information that you're offering so far and everything you're doing on your website. Hi, Peter. I've had a chance to talk to Peter briefly. He's also encouraged me to listen to this conference call.
Yeah, it's nice that you're here, Stephanie. Did you want to take a second and explain that you're working with others just real quickly and provide any encouragement you can in terms of the discussions we've had and the nature of the science being sound to build people confidence and help them make an informed choice to take to choose this protocol? Is there anything you can say in that regard? Because I was duly impressed with what you know and what you can bring to bear for others in terms of understanding Morgellons.
Well, I'm actually truly impressed by you, Peter, so I don't know if I would have as much for you to offer, but I've had this condition for about 9 months. I was infected about 10 years ago and reinfected about 9 months ago, so I am battling this situation. I deal with about 7 ladies right now. We're always trying to get information, tips, tricks, anything we can do to be able to support one another until we get that magic bullet, which doesn't seem like it's coming anytime soon. So I've had an opportunity to go on Mel's website. Everything looks phenomenal, just great order. And Peter, talking to you, you do a terrific job with just the science behind it. First and foremost, before anything, and I don't know if this is necessarily a channel for faith, but we can't do it without God, so that's ultimately where our healing can come from, and everything else will follow. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, and all things shall follow. So the encouraging word to everybody is that, you know, once you get into an intimate relationship with God, I believe it becomes a lot easier. Just be encouraged and be hopeful and not oppressed by the thoughts of the enemy. God will heal you. I guarantee you of that. I don't see lots of people that have it for such a long time. It's intolerable. I have generally seen it maybe about 1 or 2 years. The first time I had the situation, 10 years ago, honestly, I didn't do anything. I didn't know to do anything. It took me about a year. I didn't treat my body, didn't treat it internally. I did treat my environment as much as I could. So that was encouraging. So this time around, now that I've got, you know, great websites like Mel's and others that have helped to assist, there's other things that I can, you know, boost my, you know, immune system up. And I'm a lot older now. I'm 43, and I was 30-something then. So that changes some dynamics there. So I hear a lot of ladies on the line. So, Mel, I know you like things decently in order, so I'm not going to take up too much time. As stated on your website, read, read, read. And so I don't want to give too many questions without making sure that I read that data before going to any general questions. So do appreciate the time and the questions and comments that we were talking about concerning MMS.
You are a blessing, Stephanie. You are a blessing. Thank you, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Well, I've heard about you, young lady, and not too many things make Peter excited. But
awesome.
Pretty impressed with you, and let me say that I extend with open arms that you and any of your friends come to coffee tea with me and see the community that we build that spans just about every continent on the planet.
That is amazing.
And I hope that, John, at some point you can reach out and talk to Stephanie. She's a good Christian gal, and she has much to lend in terms of what she's shared with these other people that we can learn from together. So,
yeah, we ought to That's bring wonderful. It to the prayer meeting and let her lead prayer one Sunday. Give us a breast.
Well, I'd be happy to do just that.
You're definitely invited, sweet lady. And I'd be happy to talk to you. It'd be exciting. I would love to have the opportunity to hear your story and learn more about what God is doing in you and through you.
Amen. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Is there anything else that you'd like to say at this time, Steph?
No, other than the last caller, I'm not sure if she's still on. She didn't have any questions. Maybe her name is T?
Right.
Is she still on?
Yes.
Okay. T, I don't know. Your voice just sounded... something resonated in my spirit. And I just want you to be encouraged and just to be lifted up and that God loves you so much. And I just felt that heartening when I heard your voice. You didn't say much, but I just wanted to say that to you, to be encouraged. That's it.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you very much, Stephanie, and I look forward to funeral communication with you. And if you would like, I can pass your number on to John, and he can make the appropriate arrangements. Or Peter can email you both with each other's numbers.
Absolutely.
All right. So I'm going to say that we have now gone through everybody at least once. And Peter, do you have anything you'd like to say in closing? Because this one is stretched out.
Well, there is one thing. I've kind of saved the best for last. For any doubters that still remain out there, I've had, because of the nature of my right forearm, just inflammation cycles that keep repeating, a redness and an inflaming and just a heat sensation, and, maybe a little blotching here and there. But I'm proud to tell everyone that within the last week, I've had 3 complete symptom-free days on the arm. It's hard for me to say it without breaking into tears. But I've been patient, and God is faithful. Sooner or later, it's been later for me, but I'm so close, and I just want to let you guys know, pretty soon you'll be hearing me say those magic words, I'm 100%. So stay the course, people. Stay the course. Amen.
Thank you, Peter. Thank you very much, young man. You are a gem in the rough. John, is there anything that you'd like to say in closing tonight?
Well, just that what a pleasure and a privilege it is to just to be here and to be a part of what God is doing in our midst and see lives transformed. It's a wonderful, wonderful, magical thing. And I'm very, very grateful for it, and I never take it for granted. I never will. And we are here to help any of you in any way that we possibly can. And God bless you all.
Thank you very much, John, as always. For me, it's got to be a special thanks to John and to Peter, because since I've met them, they've stuck around to help. I'd like to say that, especially to Stephanie, this website was started as a ministry. I made a promise to God if I didn't die, the 2 times they kept telling me I was going to die, that I would do everything I could to help as many people as I could until they did put me in a box one day. So you come and join us, girl. We have tons of things to share with one another. I want to thank everyone who came tonight, and I want to tell you that for those who weren't able to make it, no worries. Or if you ever want to listen to this again, it'll be up in the conference call archives sometime next week. Good night, God bless, and thank you all.